Our coverage on this last Friday of September starts with a whistleblower, or at least a report from one. We don't know the identity of the whistleblower, the person who made the complaint about recent events concerning U.S. President Donald Trump. We know the controversy started with a phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and we featured a detailed explanation on that in yesterday's show. You can find it at CNN10.com. The complaint was declassified Thursday morning, which allowed the public to see it. And in it, the whistleblower accuses President Trump of abusing his power by pressuring a foreign country to investigate former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who's one of President Trump's main political rivals for next year's election. The whistleblower, the person who made the complaint to U.S. intelligence officials, says he or she was not a direct witness to most of the events in the complaint, but that it was put together from information that came from more than six other U.S. officials. The whistleblower also says that in the days after the phone call, the White House tried to lock down, to keep secret all records of it, though earlier this week it released a summary of the call. Yesterday, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, appeared in a public hearing with the House Intelligence Committee. He said everything from the complaint itself to the way it was handled by U.S. government officials was done legally. The White House called the complaint a, quote, collection of third-hand accounts of events and cobbled-together press clippings, all of which shows nothing improper. But Democrats called it a roadmap to their investigation into whether President Trump committed a crime he could be removed from office for.